everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is truly and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to us, and everything he has to say is very important. He speaks to us spirit to spirit, heart to heart. As we go forward in life, we are learning and growing and see, as we seek the Lord and do his word. That's the only way and the best way to get to know him is by acting on his word. Remember, your relationship with God is very important. Many times people put their ministry in front of their relationship. But I learned never to do that. Always keep your relationship with the Lord first and primary. Not only being right with God, but getting to know him as a person. Learning to trust God comes from doing his word. If you do his word and have faith in it, if you do his word at all, you do have faith in it. And we, as believers, we have the measure of faith. We've experienced salvation, and we have the measure of faith. And we can increase it. Our faith is increasable. Our skill to operate in faith is increasable. And also, our ability to trust God. We can learn to trust God, and it is also increasable. Everything of God is increasable. Remember, the lampstand. We receive the logic, the knowledge of God, the strength of God, the counsel of God, whatever we need, even finances from the spirit realm, and we relay it to others. As we've been given, so do we give. I don't sell the messages I get from God, the books, anything. I give it away. You just have to go to newlivingletters.com and go on the audio, audio pages or the Living Letter page and just download. Eventually, I may publish a book for sale, so because it's easier to distribute. Sometimes it's easier to distribute a book. You know, so everybody don't go online. But there's a great audience of people that will buy books that won't go online. And I understand that. And for that reason, I'll sell the books, but because it'll cost to publish them and people don't mind buying them. But I'm trying to distribute the gospel. But when I say it's not for sale, I'm not trying to make money on it. I'm trying to get it out there. If they do sell the books, I'll make money, of course. But the main object is to get the word out there. It's been on newlivingletters.com since 2015, and it's been on the old website, livingletterministries.com, since 2012. The old website is stuck. But as we receive from the Lord, we need to give it away. We need to distribute that. What God gives us, the love of God. Jesus requires us to love all men, not just the people that's good to you and the Christian people and the people that love God, but also the froward people, people that are mean. We love everybody. Now, God is still doing what he always did. He's choosing the light and dividing the darkness. He is giving grace to the humble, and he's resisting the proud. Even though he's resisting the proud, we still love the proud. We love people anyway. And this is not a feigned love, a fake love, a drama portrayal. This is real love. Now, when I asked the Lord to teach me to love his people, I wanted to do it the way I wanted to be scriptural about it. And that's real love. The kind of love that will be a blessing to people. That's not necessarily being a blessing to you. And before the Lord is my witness, I pray for people who have despitefully used me and did me wrong. And when I pray for them, I mean it. Now, that's the kind of love I'm talking about. And then I don't believe in going around tearing people down. Now, nothing to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, at work we play pranks on each other and carry on and joke just like anybody else would. But it's never to hurt somebody's feelings. I love all my friends and coworkers, and I love all people. And we have our relationship, a working relationship and a friendship relationship. I trust them, they trust me. I'll help them do whatever they need me to. And I'm very serious about serious things, but I love to have a good time. But not at somebody's expense. You know, I really care about my friends. Everything that we do should glorify God. And the things that don't glorify God, I'm trying to get that out of my life. It's important. I'm very interested in doing everything in a godly way, but I love to have a good time. And the Lord does too. You know, the Lord will make, he'll say things that you'll laugh about. And he'll bless you in every way of life. You know, I've had God to speak to me in a serious tone. I can tell when he's angry about something. I've heard the still small voice. I've seen him cry through people. I remember Pastor Jackson, the Lord was crying. And the same thing happened with Pastor Jim. They just started crying. They sensed what the Lord sensed. And he loves people. Now, I watch him. I pay attention to the Lord and how he say things. He can say a fragment of a sentence and cause you to understand volumes in one moment. And so, because he can do these things, I detect things about him. And he thinks of everything. And I pay attention. That's why I preach, pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Receive His Word. His Word is true. The Word that you receive in your heart, remember, that's where your faith comes from. It's not what you let go. You know, the Word say, let us take heed to the things which we have heard, or else at any time we let them slip. And we don't need to let any of God's word slip. And the best way I know to do that is to continue to study it and also receive it. Receive what you're studying in faith and then act on it. And you can keep it. And it'll be alive to you. And it's wonderful. I love God. God loves you too. He will help you in every way of life. All the time. 100% of the time he will help you so that you can live a better life. Now, the Lord is moving mightily by his Spirit. And as we catch on, we go forward. I've been talking about the treasures of seeking the Lord and hearing him out. Learning how to be abased and how to abound. Whatever God guides you to do, that's your success. Your success is attached to you obeying what God say to you. And remember, he's a gentleman. He's not going to... If he tell you something in a stern way, he sees something. And if you follow him there, you're going to be real glad you did. And when he gently guides you in life, welcome it. If you don't welcome it, you and not listen to him, and you go about your own way, you're going to have snares. When the Lord guide me a certain way, I pay attention. You know, it's on my end. I believe God for whatever I need with all that I got until I know I broke through. But when the Lord replied back to me, I received the correction. I've had him to do that for me before. I wanted to do something so bad. There was a time I wanted to buy a new car, but I wanted to get married. And the Lord he blessed me to, I had time on my lunch to adjust my brakes and do a few little tweaks to the car I had. And it was running real good, driving real good. And on the way back to work, I said, this car's running good. And immediately the Lord spoke. He said, well, if you buy a car now, it'll interfere with your other goals. And I didn't buy the car. I was in faith about it. But I still had a choice to make. But I regarded the wisdom and counsel of God. If you seek the Lord, He'll show you the same things. He's not against you, He's for you. If you will follow God and bless Him and obey Him, He will work with you. I've seen people be blessed by the Lord, and they follow His counsel, and it works. And they're so happy they did. And it always looked like it wasn't going to work. Everybody has their own challenges. Don't be alarmed about the challenges you face. But when the Lord give you wisdom, walk in it. He's for you. He cares about you as a person. You'll never get to know Him unless you take Him at His word. If you follow Him, you're going to be glad you did. Now, the last broadcast, we talked about learning how to abound. That's taking the next step. That's receiving when others want to bless you. I never wanted to be the kind of person that go around begging. I fixed a bicycle for my uncle. First dollar I made working on something was for my Uncle Harry. And I fixed a bicycle for his grandson, my cousin. I got some tools for Christmas, and I went around there, and I think I put his bike together or something. Uncle Harry said, how much I owe you? I said, nothing, Uncle Harry, I don't mind. He said, here. And then he said something that lasted with me. He said, son, if anybody give you something, take it. I said, okay. And that helped me. Uncle Harry said some things to me that really helped me out. And that was one of them. And there were times in my life people would have given me money. I helped them out or worked on their car or something before I had my business. And I wouldn't accept the money. That's just the kind of person I was at that time. But that wasn't the way. You know, everybody who works is worthy of his hire. And so, the way I thought became a snare to me about, you know, cautiously receiving. When the Lord give you something, and when you work for it, and people want to help you or give you something, receive it. When God want to be a blessing to you, it's important to receive it. It's not wrong. It's not wrong to receive finances when people want to help you out. It's not wrong to receive promotions when it's time for you to be promoted, when God is promoting you. Now, the Lord do things differently than what people expect. You can be at a place, you may have been the last one hired, but your boss may see something in you and promote you above others that have been there 5 or 6 or 10 years longer than you, wanting the same job. When God opened the door, walk in it. It's a blessing. And to be abased, when it's time for you to help others, don't be stingy. You know, always regard the Lord in all that you do. But I love to be a blessing to people any way I can. And my advice is sincere. I want to help people. It doesn't mean that they want to help me, and I may know that. I don't mind. That's not the point. And people don't always like it when you let others go forward or when you help others go forward. the way people are, they if they have a problem with a person, they want you to have the same problem with the person. But when you love everybody, it's not always popular. And I sincerely love everybody with a determined love, and I care about people. I'm not afraid of people. If they do wrong, they just did wrong, but I'll forgive them. But if I can help them, I will. If I can help them meet Jesus, I will. If I can help them come out of their trouble, I will. I want to see them happy just like God does. Or I'm sure God want to see them better off than I can, but that's my intent. I want to love people like He loves people. And I care about everybody. You know, when people do wrong, I say God still loves them. And because I asked Him to teach me how to love people, He did. He helped me see things that I normally would not have seen. So I found out that His ways are right, and they are good, and they are wonderful. And it makes me want to do things in a greater way. I truly desire to be a blessing to everyone. And the more I learn God's word and obey Him, the more I understand Him and His position. The word of God gives us in current time a God's eye view of life. And like I said many times, you see things as they truly are. And not the facade of the world. The world puts on a fake smile. The world speaks lies. The world will teach things in the wrong way. But when you follow God and you share in His love, you learn things in a much greater way. And your life has much more meaning. And it's so much better. You're going to love it. You're going to love following Him. And getting to know Him is so good. And you learn it's not bad to abound. It's good. And you don't have to be afraid of promotion. Sometimes people will say, well, I can't see a person being afraid to be promoted. Well, people know that when you're promoted, there are challenges. And where there are challenges, it's not always easy. And sometimes it's frustrating when you don't know what to do. But with God, all things are possible. With God, you can't lose. You will be fully supplied to do the things you got to do. God will help you. And it's good. That's the fun part about it. So when as you abound, you're being prepared to be a greater blessing. It goes right back to the cycle of life. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, if you're fruitful, you're like a fruit. You help people. By doing so, spiritual wealth gets on your life. And over time, you will multiply. You'll be in a greater position to do good. And then when you are, do the things of God. Continue the process of life. And as you go forward, you're going to love the things of God. And then subdue your life. Don't let it get taken out of order. Live a godly life full of order. This is prosperity. And then the last thing he said was have dominion over the earth. There are many scriptures about authority, ruling, and reigning in him. But remember, reigning in God's house is being a servant. I asked the Lord once, I said, Lord, how can a man take a taxi cab to another county where he knows nobody, gets out of that car, and in 10 years have a thriving business? Now he stays there. And and the Lord said, be a servant. And I had a visual. The man may become a carpenter, for instance, and he works with the carpenter, and he He develops rapport with people. He does good works. He learned the business. He learned to be a blessing to his boss. And then eventually he branches out in an area that assists his boss's business. You know, he has good rapport with every soul that he meets. Because he's good. He'll be known as good people. Kind person, kind people, kind man. And he takes your needs seriously, and he does good work. People, that's the kind of people that people want to do business with. I've seen it. I stand in line, and people that get the job done, people want to be in that line. People that are slothful, they don't want to be in that line. They want to get their business done and get it over with. And they love it when people take their job serious. They have a good attitude. They have good hygiene. And they're good at what they do. They're not confused. They don't have to keep asking the boss the same thing. I've seen in restaurants, in tag, where you get your car automotive tags and truck tags, you go to get your tag and you're in line. People, they pray, they desire to go in the line where the person that knows what they're doing is working. I've seen it in restaurants, shopping centers, you name it. The diligent people get the business. Even parts stores. You know, there was a lady that worked at a parts store. When she answered the phone, you feel good because you know you're going to get your order right. And when some people order it, you say, oh, man, you have to slow down. It's going to take a while. But when she answered the phone, you're going to get everything that you had on your list, and it's going to be right. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He has so many things to say. Abounding is a blessing. Being the person that people want to do business with is very important. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Abound in him. And remember, Jesus Christ is our Lord.